Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Come on, drop your bags. Stay a while.
Why don't you take your coat off and stay a while?
Why don't you stay for a while?
You can stay a little while.
Oh, well, why don't you take off your hat? Stay a while.
What are we going to do next?
I know you guys are all pressed for time with the big show. Yippee.
Hey, man, everyone's here. Time for the show.
Here we go, everybody. Come on now.
Big day today. It's inauguration day today. And there are enough troops on duty in Washington, D.C. to take over a small country.
Yeah.
But I did see some pictures of that COVID memorial they did at the reflecting pool. Have you seen the pictures of that?
I haven't yet. No.
It's really, they took some night pictures of it. They're like luminaries that lined the entire reflecting pool all the way down. And it's a shot taken from the Lincoln Memorial looking toward the Capitol.
Yeah, and you know, if you've never been to D.C., you have to go at night and in the day. It's like two totally different things.
Yeah, so check out those pictures. They're really are terrific pictures. Forget about whatever political slant you got. They're beautiful pictures that someone took, and a lot of people were there getting some stills of that. I haven't seen a real video of it, but the still shots of that are just beautiful. I've never seen it done like that. And hey, you know what? Luminaries are always nice. I always love the luminaries in the neighborhoods at Christmas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So check out those photos. It's nice. 6:05. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. 37 right now to start your day.
Hey, young friend. Thanks for calling.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Good morning to you. Hope you're getting ready to have a fantastic day. It's already Wednesday. Got a short week this week because we're coming off of that long weekend. Does it feel like that to you already? Does it feel like it's a short week?
No.
Doesn't feel like that at all, does it? Well, it's warmer than it was yesterday morning. 37 degrees to start your day today. And not a bad day.
The more I think about it, the more, you know, Dale, you may be right. It feels like we could, I know they could change at any minute, but it feels like we could escape winter's grasp of snow yet again.
I was thinking about it last night because I was standing outside and I'm like, dang, it is really not that cold. I'm very sad.
It's looking like in the long-range forecast, although I did notice a little snowflake or two possible some point next week.
The problem is with most of these forecasts, automatic, like, computer model forecast towards, like, a week out in advance, it could be 60 and they'll put a snowflake in it. I don't know why. So, well, that's something to keep an eye on. But I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, guys, with all the change of power and everything going on today, I've been meaning to mention this because it's just one of those things that you see that happen inside the Washington, D.C. machine that you go, right, here's another perfect example of somebody's ego getting in the way and costing money. Evidently, the Secret Service detail that protects Ivanka and Jared Kushner at their home, the Kushners did not want them to, the Secret Service guys, using the bathrooms at their house.
You're kidding me.
So the Secret Service had to rent a toilet for these guys to go to the bathroom.
At a tune of
$3,000 a month.
Oh, man.
First of all, that's wild. Second of all, how rude do you have to be that people protecting your life can't come in your own house to use the restroom?
Well, now there is an argument. The Kushners say that's not the case. The Secret Service has a different story, but all these agents who, you know, stand post there all the time, they're there all day. And evidently, they had to rent the use of a bathroom from a neighboring townhouse. And here's another thing. The people who own the townhouse were like, we don't want you using our bathroom either, but for $3,000 a month, we'll let you use it.
You have got to be kidding me. And you said that they're saying that this is not how it is, like Ivanka and her husband. But clearly this is how it is. What other way could it be if they're using somebody else's bathroom? Obviously, you're not letting them use your bathroom. I am frustrated with this.
And this has been going on since September 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
It's more than $100,000 for them to tinkle.
Hey, so they give me $3,000 a month. Come use anything they want to in here. The kitchen, the fridge, it don't matter. Come on.
They did a porta potty at first, and that wasn't flying with anybody in that. They live in this neighborhood called Calorama. It's unbelievable. Anyway, they didn't like that. So they also had used bathrooms at the homes of former President Barack Obama and where the vice president lived, which is not that close. And the agents finally found the toilet at this house for $3,000 a month.
Hold on, I'll be back bubble. In 45 minutes. I've got to pee.
Yeah, exactly. The bubble that is D.C.
You got it. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show here.
We need your help sending Valentine's for the trim girl.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 626. Odds and ends time. You know, yesterday they said that reporters are going to be wearing, you know, bulletproof vests and gas masks and all that. Well, they're not going to be able to do that. The Capitol Police, Secret Service, and other law enforcement say they do not want to mistake reporters for potential rioters.
But wouldn't they be vetted before they go in, though?
And have, like, a lanyard? Don't lanyards always get you into places?
You know, if
ours at the Wolf doesn't.
We should have not.
We should have sent those guys a wolf lanyard.
Yeah.
You get very far, buddy.
Says all access.
Yeah.
Right. Says it right on here.
There's a barcode on there. It must be important.
Got to be official. Anyway, they can't do that now. But, you know, the problem is if they were going to do it, it would have to be something, you know, like the UN has the blue gear, you know, when they're out, they got the blue helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
And it signifies them as a UN worker immediately without just at a glance. It would have to be something like that. But anyway, they can't do it. So we'll see what happens today. Hope nothing happens. Hope everything goes smoothly.
I hope so, too.
I've been praying about it, you guys. Just want peace for our country, at least for the day.
Hey, if you crave chocolate, you might not be getting enough of a certain mineral.
Ooh, chocolate bean? Okay. Cocoa bean?
The Office of Obesity Research has done some studies. And if you constantly crave chocolate, this doctor says you might not be getting enough of one specific mineral in your diet. Chocolate has a lot of magnesium in it. Some experts think your body might crave chocolate when you're not getting enough of it from other foods. Up to 80% of Americans do not get enough magnesium in their diet. And when you have chronically low levels, it ups your risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, and osteoporosis.
But it sounds like to me you can defeat both the problems, magnesium and chocolate, by eating chocolate.
And that leads me right into this warning. Eating tons of chocolate is not the best way to get more magnesium in your body. A little bit of dark chocolate is okay, but it's loaded with calories, so it's better to get the extra magnesium in other ways. Some healthier foods that are packed with it include fish, nuts, seeds, beans, avocados, brown rice, and dark leafy greens like spinach.
Oh my gosh, that makes me, you guys, okay, so I have the worst sweet tooth at night. After dinner, I'm like, what can I get my hands on to kill this sweet tooth?
It's a habit for me. It's like it's I have to have something sweet.
But I'm thinking about it. I had avocados with dinner last night. We had taco salad. I didn't want one bit of anything sweet afterwards. Granted, I didn't go sit on the couch and watch TV and get myself thinking about chocolate, but I was up doing stuff, but still, I didn't crave one thing. I wonder if the avocado led to that.
You may have discovered something. You may have just given everyone today a very helpful hint.
Oh, because what does the office of obesity do for your sweet tooth? Nothing.
Yeah. I realized after the king-size sleeve of Reese's I ate, I was fine with chocolate for a little bit.
I was also in a diabetic coma.
Yeah.
I went to bed perfectly.
But no more sweet tooth after that. Went right away.
It was great. Took care of it.
You know, Canadians, they're the nicest people. Even people that go to jail in Canada. There's a woman who was arrested, spent several days in a jail in Vancouver Island. I bet that's a nice jail. We don't know what she was arrested for or exactly how many days she was there, but she must not have minded it because she just sent a homemade thank you card to the jail.
Wow.
Here's what she wrote. I was nervous about staying with you guys during my trip, but I wanted to let you know that I appreciated how helpful and kind everyone was, especially the four jailers who do a tough job and are often underappreciated.
Wow.
At the end of the card, she wrote the quote, 4.5 stars.
Okay, not 5, 4.5.
A spokesperson for the jail says they were, quote, very impressed and happy with our review.
Yeah. Our former roommates here like our style.
All right, here they are, the most requested wedding songs of all time. I want you to think about what number one would be. I will give you a hint. I would call it a modern song, okay? It hasn't been that long ago for number one. Most requested wedding song of all time. I'll give you the top 10. I'll start with number 10, Party Rock Anthem from LMFAO. Higher Love, Kygo, Whitney Houston, Happy, Pharrell Williams. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. The Cha-Cha Slide, DJ Casper. I'll Be has got to be in there by Edwin McCain, who, by the way, says he wants people to stop singing that song. Stop covering that. Crazy in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake. Uptown Funk is number 2 by Bruno Mars. And number 1, any guesses?
Ed Sheeran.
Nope. Most requested wedding song of all time, as of right now, I Got a Feeling, the Black Eyed Peas.
Are you serious?
That is the most requested wedding song there is right now.
You named some bangers, though. Like, I would play every single one of those right now and dance.
Oh, yeah. Those are some good ones. You know, it's like one of those, there's a bunch of songs on that list that seem to never get tired. Every time they come on, you got to turn them up, you know?
Yeah.
6:32, good morning to you. Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. If he ever singles you up. Singles you up, there's Jordan Davis, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. Now, you know, if you don't know, I'll tell you now, I cannot stand wine snobbery. It just drives me up a wall when people try to act like, I can taste the oak tannins and the
God.
The scent of mahogany.
It makes me crazy. So
just let it envelope your mouth.
A friend of mine who also hates wine snobbery sent me, he got bored, I guess, and said, hey, I came up with this list. You might want it. He sent it to me. I said, yeah, you're right. I want it. Thanks for sending. I'm going to read some of these to you. Hey, at a restaurant, do ask for advice from the waiter on which wine will get you the most smash for the least amount of money. This is a list of do's and don'ts when it comes to drinking wine. Do always speak extensively on your knowledge of wines and insult others who don't know as much as you. People love that.
Yep, they do. And especially if you're vegan, add that on top.
Yeah, and you say that as soon as you sit down. Before you meet anybody, before your ass hits the seat, you go, I'm a vegan.
I'm vegan. That's it.
That's so ruthless, you guys.
Let's see. Did we just do a do? Yeah, we did just do a do. Let's do a
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make crafts from used corks. All it does is tell others you're a creative alcoholic.
Yeah.
Do look at the clarity of the liquid to make sure there's not a tooth floating in it. Do use a sippy cup so you don't spill any while you're in the mall.
There you go.
Yep. That's a life lesson.
Do keep your wine in a cool, dark place, like Carol Baskin's heart. When dining at a friend's house, bring a bottle. When dining at a friend's double wide, bring a box.
You're right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Don't listen to Trump's advice and add Clorox to your glass.
I can't imagine that would go well.
I missed that one, apparently.
If your host doesn't refill your glass automatically, don't complain. Start throwing stuff. Do raise one eyebrow so you look like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Before inserting the straw.
You're exactly right. And pinky out, too, when you sip.
Because you're classy.
Correct. Right.
Do hide your collection of reds whenever you host cat ladies for a Taylor Swift listening party.
Yeah, white's only in that one.
Don't give your empties to Scott Baio. Find a more deserving homeless person. And do keep an expensive bottle in reserve to celebrate special events like the death of a wealthy relative.
Oh, that's right. I brought my good wine.
So I want to thank my buddy Gary for that one. That's a good one. I enjoyed that. Thank you. I appreciate every word of it. 6:41 now at the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. This guy's name is Brett Young. This song is called Lady. Been like crazy on a Wednesday with two more days until the weekend.
Ooh, hey. Can I start?
Yeah, sure.
I want to mix it up a little bit.
All right.
Now, hold on, Annie. Don't think too far ahead into this.
Right, okay.
Now, usually I do uninspirational quotes. Mm. This morning, I'm taking a little bit of a change of that.
Okay.
Calm seas never make a good sailor. That was Franklin D. Roosevelt saying that basically. You're going to have to go through some tough times every now and then, but in the end, you're going to turn out to be awesome.
Good. Aww. Nice.
I feel like today is the day that we just kind of need to relax.
All right. Thanks, well, Chase.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel like today is the day you need to scream and let it all out.
See, I'm dying to know what this is all about. I'm very intrigued.
So there's a number you can call, 1-561-567-8431. And it's a phone that's not manned by anyone. All you have to do is call it, wait for the beep, scream, and hang up. And the best part about it is that all the screams are recorded and uploaded to their website every day. So you can just basically wallow in the cries of strangers from all around the world. No, but seriously, it's an outlet to kind of just get stuff off your chest and feel a little better. And every time, you know, I know people have heard of it. They say, you know, just walk outside and scream and you'll feel better. And it's so true. I called it yesterday and I screamed and I was like, wow, it's like a whole weight's been lifted off my shoulders. And it was actually created by, I think, a teacher who literally just wanted to give people an outlet and thought this was great and funny and it works. And it does. I think it's cool too. And you can see other screams or get the number. It's just scream.baby. So it's kind of funny that but you type that into your web search bar and it'll come right up on it, but it's pretty good. I love it. Record a fresh scream now.
Okay.
I'll be using that later.
You know, if you gotta get something off your chest, that's a good way to do it. Great way to do it.
Yeah. All right. So for me, let's talk football just for a second, but only peripherally because this has to do with a football player. Last weekend was not the Ravens' best weekend. They got eliminated in the playoffs. Their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, was injured, had a concussion, and came out of the game. The Bills ended up winning that game. So the Bills fans started donating to Lamar's favorite charity, and here's what happened, all right? The group is called Blessings in a Backpack. That's Lamar's charity, and they make sure kids have enough food at home.
All right.
In 36 hours, over 13,000 Bills fans chipped in and donated more than
$360,000. Wow. Wow.
Think about that number. 13,000 fans in a matter of hours pulled together $360,000 to fill those backpacks.
Wow. That's crazy.
What's that Luke Bryan song? I believe most people are good.
They are.
Yeah, see, you're right.
That proves it. No doubt.
You say what if I say yeah.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Smart women, if you want to live a happy life, okay? Take the marshmallow example, okay? If you want to be happy with him that you think is mean sometimes and you want to be happy, right? It is so simple. all women have to do to be happy in this lifetime. Whatever your expectation of man is, lower it! That's it. Lower it to the ground. Lower it. Lower your bar. Lower your bar of men. We can meet ground. We can meet ground. We wake up in the hole every day anyway. We'll just stay there. We're not that smart men. I met a guy once. He drove a truck. I was just trying to make conversation. I go, what do you drive? An F-150? He goes, 250. I go, what's the difference? He goes, 100. That's my people. That's my people.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Yeah, Luke Combs and Loving on You. The big finish, and here we go. Yeah. It's 7:12, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Daniel Bryan, Annie, and Chase. A little warmer than yesterday. In fact, 10 degrees warmer than yesterday to start out your day today. Hey, we're doing this little thing called Triad Tour Guide, and you can get in on this because, you know, everybody's, so many people out there in the know, man.
Yeah, they are.
They know the spots. So the gist of it is, if you are a tour guide, whether you were doing it, you know, live, or whether you were putting together a tour guide book, what are the must-sees, the must-dos around the Triad area? What is it? Is it,
I mean, is recreational, it, food? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, it could be food. Is it the wineries? Is it, what is it? I don't know. You tell, that's up to you. What would be included in that? Think about it. You can fax. Fax, what am I talking about?
Jeez.
I'll tell you why I said that.
No, pages on a beeper.
No.
I'll tell you.
He gets no excuse this morning for that.
You can't take it back.
Wow.
Anyway, you guys probably have never even seen a fax machine.
Oh, come on. I've sent a fax multiple times.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
I swear on my life.
You're 12 years old.
Wow. Thank you.
All right. So what would it be? What are the must-sees, the must-dos? I want you two to think about what would be on your list. And let's
telegraph it over.
Let's pull it all together. You can text or call 680-WOLF-714.
From the station that hook you up with totally private.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Inauguration Day, 7:26. Annie brought up something off mics, and you know, imagine if you woke up this morning and you realize, you know what? I'm going to be inaugurated as the president of the United States today.
It's like the first day of a new job jitters. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine just like that, but I imagine it's like, you know, 10 times the amount of nerves there.
Yeah, what's going through your mind? What's your stomach feel like knowing that in a few hours you're going to be the most powerful person in the world, the leader of the free world?
What are you going to have for breakfast?
Yeah.
Right.
And is that nuclear football heavy? Is that thing heavy?
Well, the good news is, as your president, you don't have to carry that.
Somebody's going to carry it. I have a man who does that for me.
Yeah.
All right, 7:27. Triad Tour Guide. Must-sees, must-do. If you were doing the Triad Tour Guide, what would you say? Oh, you got to see this. Oh, you got to do that. Oh, you got to eat this. Oh, you got to go there. It's hard. I think there are a lot of smaller, interesting things. Look, if you're a NASCAR fan and you come to this area, you've got to see the Petty Museum and that kind of stuff. You got to go.
Yeah, you do.
You got to see it and go in there and where you can actually see and touch those cars and, you know, hear all those stories. It's something what they've got down there. So that'd be on my list. Annie, what would be on yours?
There's a place called Shacktown Falls, and it's like maybe 25 minutes outside of like Clemens. Definitely worth a little bit of a drive, though. It's like it's become more popular now, but when I was probably 22, 23, it was not known by a lot of people. So you just go down this side road and there's like this pools of water and like it's a little fall, like waterfalls, and it's just a nice place to go hang out, drink some beers, enjoy a day in the water without it being, you know, a huge body of water or anything. It's like a perfect little getaway. So
is that all you were doing over there, is having a few beers? Really?
Yeah, really. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's so many dips in there. We finished off a bottle of wine, too, I had brought this one time, me and my brother and his friends. And walking through like the creek is not easy drunk because there's all those little dips that come up on you out of nowhere. So we all fell in the water about five or six times.
Hang on a second. Annie's life tips. Tip number 23. Careful when you're walking drunk in the creek. It's hard.
Correct. Yeah. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Write these things down, folks.
How about you, Chase?
I went a kind of different route on this. I kind of went really, really local. Two, one, you should really see the Taj Mahal in Friendly Center. That is a trip in itself.
That thing's an unbelievable grocery store. It really is.
I've
got to go there, apparently.
It is a shrine to the American grocery store.
Cheese World? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and right next door of a Hobbs Road, we found this, the wife and I, and we got pictures done there, and it's really great. The Bicentennial Garden, the Tanger Family Bicentennial Garden,
yeah,
and a little walkway. Love that.
There are so many scenic places and great places to get, you know, pictures, like you're saying. A lot of neat places to go like that. You know, the Battlefield Park, all these places that are so nice, and they're right here in your backyard.
Yeah.
So how about you? You know of a little place like Annie knows to go down and be careful when she's drunk in the creek? Some place like that? Let us know. 680-WOLF. You can text or call. We'd love to hear from you. You know you want it. You know. Give it up now. Don't keep it all to yourself. 680-WOLF.
I don't know if you're looking at me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, Triad Tour Guide, what are the must-sees, the must-dos. We have received some text messages.
Oh, I guess Annie did.
You talking to me?
Here you go.
We got a few things. I'm so sorry. Someone said, don't forget about the little the hot dog joints around here. Kermit's and Pulliam's were mentioned.
There's also any hot dog joints.
And Char's. So those are always good. There's also Reynolds Garden, which they said in the spring, but Reynolds Garden is gorgeous any time of year. The whole Rinalda house over there, Rinalda Village, I would say that if you want to see some of the finer parts of Winston, those are great to do. And I did a whole project on the Rinalda house. Oh, my gosh, that place is gorgeous. And they keep it so pristine and so much like it was. Like, you can't go into the areas. You can walk on the outsides and view them. But it's so cool. And then, of course, someone, Candy, said Old Salem, which you can't miss Old Salem when you come to visit. I mean, if you're going to see stuff, that is a part of Winston's heritage for sure. And it's really cool, too.
Don't forget Mount Airy. Check out all Mayberry stuff. You're an Andy Griffith fan. That's the Mecca.
You got to come see all that.
You got to go see Mount Airy. It's a little short trip up the road there, and you got the Andy Griffith Museum. And if you were into the show, man, there's so much to see there. They've done a great job with that. A lot of pieces from the set there. The actual doors to the courthouse from the set, they're there. The desk, all that kind of stuff, it's all in there. Clothing that was worn by the cast. Andy Griffith donated a ton of stuff to that museum. So if you
we had a guy named Alex comment on one of our posts on Facebook, and he said that the most see thing to do or see in the Triad is the sign that says you're now leaving North Carolina. So I guess he's not feeling the state spirit.
Guess not. 7:36. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Triad Tour Guide. Must sees, must do's. 680-WOLF. Text or call.
I hope she makes you smile. Now I'm 25 and I'm drinking wine with my wife at home. Got a couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Thomas Rhett, Wake Up with The Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, 7:42. Already Wednesday, two more days to the weekend.
This morning, we got to do it. This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Washington, D.C., population 659,009.
Salute!
93.1 The Wolf with more new country for
good time. Good time. Trying to catch a good time. Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Jay, 7:53. Time for candles and party hats.
Cause it's birthday time, what a day for
birthday to you if you are celebrating today. You share your birthday with Evan Peters, who's 34. He plays in American Horror Story. Brantley Gilbert is 36. I was waiting.
Nah, I ain't gonna do it. I thought about it.
Gilbert, good morning to you. How you doing? I'm on my motorcycle here.
I thought for sure one of y'all was going to. Skeet Ulrich is 51. He plays Jughead's dad in Riverdale. Melissa Rivers is 53. Here's one for you guys. Rainn Wilson is 55. That's
so
Dwight from The Office.
Funny.
Love it.
John Michael Montgomery is 56.
Hold it. Let me see if I can do it from memory. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call.
Woo!
Perfect.
Yeah.
And Buzz Aldrin is 91.
What a legend. What a legend. Talk about a solid American hero, man. That guy. Jeez, I cannot get over the guts and the bravery it took for those guys to do what they did, trying to get us off the ground in a rocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Some local birthdays for you. Jennifer Haymore of Burlington, Michael Ford of Clemens, Stephen Smith of Kernersville, and Cody Miller of Winston-Salem. Happy birthday, y'all. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. What's the deal, yes. Chase? What's going on?
I was looking at it. It looks like it's slowly starting to get cleared up there. It's showing US 52 southbound between University Parkway and exit 113, which is, you know, right in that area. That was updated 1 minute ago. So luckily, it's hopefully going to be clearing.
Yeah, if you're inbound on 52 there, once you get past University, it starts to get dicey, especially around Akron, Northwestern, mm-hmm. all that area, and it's nasty. All right, it's almost 8 o'clock here. Let's just for a second talk about this lottery situation. People, it is out of control on the lotto. The Mega Millions jackpot, there was no winner. So
none.
The new jackpot is $970 million. Dollars.
I got to play, man. I have not bought one ticket. I'm so sorry.
It's almost $1 billion, the cash option for you. On $970 million, if you were to hit all those numbers, the check to you would be for $716.3 million.
Just taking another moment to say we're thinking of you, people who sell lottery tickets, gas stations, grocery store clerks. God bless you.
Be a tough day. Next drawing is Friday. A drawing is at 11. I don't know what time. What time's the cutoff? Annie, you should know that. When do they cut off buying tickets?
I think the computers make you stop at like 10. I want to say it's like an hour before the drawing. I think that's what it is.
Okay. All right. So $970 million. You got to play that, right? Gee.
Four.
Unreal. I can't even believe it. Almost a billion. But it has been over a billion before. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Addy Chase, 8:07. Time to get off to the land of law and order now. It's Nimrod News time. Hey, listen, it's probably not a good idea to call the cops to report a crime when you're in the middle of committing a different crime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
There's a 22-year-old guy named Elliot Scott from Chicago, and last week he stole a truck from a towing company. So here's what happened. He jumps into the truck, gets it started, and while he's driving away, one of the guys at the tow yard pulls a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, get back here with that truck.
Yeah.
And the guy in the truck, Elliot, didn't appreciate being drew down on, so he called 911 to report someone had pulled a gun on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was explained to the police in another phone call taking place at exactly the same time via another 911 operator what was going on.
What a weird web that has been woven.
Yeah.
So the cops were fed the GPS coordinates of the truck, so they showed up shortly after those calls and arrested Elliot for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, theft, and driving on a suspended or revoked license. What a surprise.
What a surprise. You know,
shocker.
I used to have an ex-boyfriend that had a suspended license, and he looked at the cop one day and told him, you're going to have to take my keys before I stop driving. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I said, hey, I'm going to drive.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you gonna have to take these keys. I don't care if you took my license. These keys are what's keeping me. I'm still driving. I was like, wow, okay, well, let's go to jail.
We can make that arrangement. We can also put you in jail.
Yeah, he's like, well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
The guy who pulled the gun, by the way, was the owner of the truck who had it towed in for some repairs.
Okay.
So he was a licensed firearm owner and pulled a gun on the guy when he was driving away. No charges have been filed against that guy, of course. The judge,
I have a feeling charges will be coming.
The judge released Elliott until his trial because, quote, he did not use a weapon during this matter. He called the police, apparently, upon himself.
Oh.
Like I said, what a strange web that has been woven.
You can't make that stuff up.
No.
That's how it ends up.
Where do you find these?
That's how it ends up in Nimrod News, man. We dig and we dig and we find it. Tennille Art, Somebody Like That. New music on The Wolf.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bars, strangers slow.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
We're all kind of watching it together online. I have the ABC stream pulled up. President Donald Trump has officially left the White House as of right now, headed to join Andrews Air Force Base over in, it's technically Maryland, right?
Yep,
now?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so he's headed that way, and we'll just have to watch how the events today go.
You know, we were watching it. You know, there it was only a single helicopter. There weren't the...
strange.
The decoy birds, as I call them. There was only the one chopper. And then there's a sort of a small crowd waiting for him at Joint Base Andrews for what's expected to be some 15 minutes of speech before he leaves for Florida.
Yep. Wow. Also, another five things you need to know. Not only is it Inauguration Day, it's also National Coffee Break Day. So a good reason to take a break this afternoon, anytime. Take a five-minute break to yourself. And it's also National Cheese Lovers Day. Go ahead, Annie.
Oh, I was leaving for my coffee break. Bye.
Yeah, she's already gone. That's why. I read this morning. I told Dale, I said, this is going to be one of the greatest headlines of all. Elon Musk, a while back, his company is called The Boring Company, created a flamethrower. And I remember they were selling these online for like $100. And they were marketing, it's not really a flamethrower. It maybe shoots a little bit of flame, but... The headline now comes out. It says, quote, Elon Musk, not a flamethrower, was indeed a flamethrower, says cops.
Yeah, yo, E-man, this is a flamethrower.
Sorry, but it is a flamethrower. I thought that was hilarious. I wanted to share
that. Funny.
There's a new custom t-shirt store opening in Greensboro called the Pink Graffiti. It's basically where you can go. You can find this rows and rows of blank shirts. You pick out the shirt you want, pick out the size, color, anything you want, and you can design it there, or you can bring in the design, they print it off, and they put it on the shirt right there for you.
Boom!
I think
boom.
That's like a... One more
boom.
Time.
Pow!
Pow!
You say pow?
Pow! He did. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty cool store. So there you go. One more time, Dale.
Pow!
Thank you. Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know the first ever text message was sent on December the 3rd, 1992, and it was asking about your car's extended warranty? No, I'm just kidding. It said, Merry Christmas. That was the first ever text.
What year was that?
That was December the 3rd, 1992.
Oh, all right.
I thought it was only pagers then. How do we even send a text?
No.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you need to know.
I'm new, still chasing you. Still chasing you. Still chasing you. Still chasing you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Wet Nose Wednesday, and I'll bet Annie's got a new pet for us. Annie?
I do, and I love her name. It's Shannon.
Aw, Shannon.
Just Shannon. Yeah, she's great. She's cute as a button. I think I say that every week, but I just love a good old doggy. She does have a really sweet face. Shannon is 2 years old. She's 57 pounds, a brindle American pit bull terrier mix. That's a mouthful. She did come to the shelter as a stray, and she has grown in her confidence there. She's a super sweet girl, and the shelter staff says she loves attention. She is energetic, and she wants to play, and she's probably going to thrive best in a home where she's the only dog. She has shown some of what they call barrier reactivity at the shelter, and she does have like a raised birthmark on her that was removed, and it's benign, and she's just a great girl who's just looking for a great home. She wants to be loved on.
Who's a good girl? Shannon's a good girl.
That's right. And I, you know, I can't wait to get back to a little bit more of normalcy where I can go and hug on these babies every week. That was probably my favorite part, take a little video and pictures with them. But she's at the Guilford County Animal Shelter. Of course, they do virtual adoptions, and you can still make an appointment to go in and see all the animals. But you can just check them out. Guilford County Animal Shelter. They have a website. They're on Instagram, Facebook. I'll also link them on our website, 931wolfcountry.com.
All right. 836 now. President is getting ready to make his speech at Joint Base Andrews here. He's going up onto the stage.
I think me and you should blow the...
Up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's next door news time. What you got, Annie?
So this started, I guess, in Kernersville on my next door app. Marie from the Kilbourne neighborhood decided to talk about it. But it's something that's going on, I think, everywhere across the country, let alone the triad. And that is people leaving their mask and gloves on the ground. And this is not just in the neighborhood. This is everywhere, okay? And so Marie wants people to know that when she went to Kohl's yesterday in Kernersville to return something, she got out of the car and looked to the ground and saw so many gloves and masks on the ground that it was shocking how many people just drop them, just no care for how it looks. You know, she wants people to keep a plastic bag with them or something. Just take your trash with you, man. And I got to say, I've seen quite a bit, even on the streets walking in my neighborhood. This is a big deal. And this is things that I know it sounds crazy, but can hurt our wildlife. And just, you know, it's littering. It destroys the earth.
It's just nasty. Stop doing it. It's
trashy
rude.
Looking too.
It's just, you know, I don't care. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. And you know, we're wearing these things that keep us from getting sick. So you think we want all your germy crap? You think I want to go out in my yard and pick up your gloves and your mask? Hell no. I don't want to touch your mess. Clean up after yourselves. Pick up your stuff. This was more of a rant than it is anything else today. But please, I'm sick of seeing it. I think a lot of people are sick of seeing it. And there's a ton of people commenting saying, oh, yeah, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. So where are these few people, quote, few people that are, you know, completely trashing our neighborhoods and our streets? Because apparently it's a lot more than the people who say they aren't doing it. I mean, they've got to be, you know? It's like, what is there, like 30 people that go to the same place every single day and throw this crap out? Ridiculous. I'm mad about it. Y'all are mad about it. I'm going to say it for you. We're all mad about it. Nobody wants to see that on the ground. So pick up after yourselves. And that includes all trash, not just your mask and your gloves, you nasties.
Yeah. If you leave money on the ground, let me know.
Money is acceptable. Somebody will find it and they will use it.
Yeah, they'll pick that up pretty quick.
I'm rant over now. I just wanted y'all to know. Clean it back for yourselves. Yeah, nobody wants to see you trash on the ground. Okay? Keep our neighborhoods clean. Sweep these streets clean, dang it! And send us your drama right here. Text it to us, 336-680-WOLF, or DM us, Instagram, Facebook. You know the deal, at 931TheWolf. We want to know what you got going on.
What's up? It's Kane Brown.
You can win a totally private Kane Brown concert for just you and your crew.
You heard right. You and 70 of your friends, co-workers, family, whatever you're going to take with you to see Kane Brown in Nashville. You get to meet him, all that stuff. You enter this keyword at the website at 931wolfcountry.com. That keyword is week, W-E-E-K. That's week. Code word is week, W-E-E-K. Go to the website now, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter that keyword. Qualify for a trip to Nashville for a totally private concert. You and up 70 of your friends to see this guy. Good luck to you. All right, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. That's it. Got to go. Making way for Katie and Company coming in next. Who knows who's going to be joining her. Always a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Big stars, though.
Big, big.
Big stars joining her. I don't know who's in the power hour today at 2, but there's always some.
It's me.
Is it you? No, it's still Kane Brown. He's in the power hour. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, I didn't know. I'm glad you knew. I didn't know that. That's why you're here, because you know these things. I love
it. Right.
All right, beautiful sunny day. It's going to be nice today. Hope you enjoy it, whatever you do. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Inauguration day, I hope everything goes so smoothly. We all hope that everything goes very smoothly. Lots of big events today, lots of news today. Don't get on overload on it. But
yep.
Yeah, got to go in and out. Stay on it all day, go in and out. Have an awesome day today. You got a beautiful day for it. This Lippy's gone, Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Music brought to you by Hint Water.
Hint is pure water, infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.